I'll say you do. I'm so in love with you.
Good morning. Again, I'm Kimberly Moffitt sitting in for Mark Steiner, and you're listening to WEAA 88.9 FM, celebrating the 88 days of summer. Details at weaa.org. So in our next half hour, we have the opportunity to hear from an interesting perspective of how theater is being used in our community. So I'm really excited to have Coley Tangela in the studio with us, who is a 2010 Open Society Institute Fellow. He is also executive director of, and this is my favorite, Kwanzaa, concept, Kujigagalia Project. He's a paraeducator and facilitator of the Learning Through Performing Arts program at the Collington Square School, which is one of our public charter schools in Baltimore. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. And I've been listening to you earlier, and you're doing an incredible job. I'm quite sure Mr. Steiner would be quite proud. Just want to correct just one thing.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I'm no longer at the Collington Square Elementary Middle School.
Okay.
I moved up to what you call educationally the big leagues.
Okay.
And I'm in a wonderful high school on the west side of Baltimore called Augusta Feld Savage,
yes,
named after an incredible visual artist. So I started there last year and looking forward to a more powerful, impactful year this year at Augusta Feld Savage. So a shout out to Tracy Hicks,
wonderful,
my principal, and all the wonderful folk there, part of my school family.
Great. Thank you so much. I also want to introduce two of your guests that you have joining us, Zakiah Goodridge, as well as Uriah Jackson. They are a part of the theater program that you facilitate, as well as featured actors in tonight's performance, correct?
Yes, yes. Actually, I want to give another incredible shout out to another Baltimore institution, the Department of Parks and Recreation, because
Without them,
this would not be happening. At the Cahill Recreation Center, which is the Baltimore City official Performing Arts Recreation Center, mm-hmm, here in Baltimore, a few blocks from Walbrook Junction. I had the opportunity, I was approached by its director, the incredible Mr. Charles Croxton, to bring my style of theater to the Recreation Center, which is based on the traditional African philosophy that art should not only be used to entertain or to be enjoyed, but individuals to learn from. And also out of the Brazilian Augusta Boal Theater of the Oppressed pedagogy as well, where giving voice to marginalized voices. And one thing I learned from the wonderful parents and adults who are performing this evening at the Recreation Center, an original piece that we developed called Around Our Way,
mm-hmm,
which deals with dealing with conflict resolution, minor situations that occur with residents that could escalate, unfortunately, to violence and also even tragedy. And it's rather poignant and pathetic in a way with all the incidents we've had lately, not only here in Baltimore, but throughout the country.
Absolutely.
Of misunderstanding between human beings, whether it be law enforcement, whether it be a misguided soul believing the only way to resolve a conflict is to use a weapon, and then the weapon does not reach its target and an innocent individual is killed, even though the individual was targeted, should not have been targeted.
Right.
That kind of unhealthy pathology that's woven into not only African American communities, but throughout all American society.
So let me mention that Around the Way is being performed by a cast of Baltimore City residents, parents, and their children, and that's this evening, 6 o'clock at the Cahill Recreation Center at 4001 Clifton Avenue in West Baltimore. And the play is focusing on these issues regarding conflict resolution between neighbors and showing us ways in this positive social change way to address those issues before they escalate to violence. And so, again, that event is open to the public and will be followed, interestingly enough, by a panel discussion regarding what takes place in the performance this evening. And so hopefully folks will be out to support you this evening at 6 o'clock. And, again, that's at the Cahill Recreation Center.
Yes, I certainly hope they will be. And if we have time.
Absolutely.
The wonderful performers, we have a mother and son in studio that are going to do short snippets of monologues as the characters they portray in the production that talks about the misunderstanding that occurs, class and within interracial issues of class within African American community, and also interpersonal conflict as well.
So I think, again, we want to hear this monologue. So we've got Zakiya Goodridge this morning, as well as her son Uriah Jackson. And so we'll give you the floor.
All right.
Okay. My name is Zakiya. I play the part of Nzinga. Okay. Well, the feeling's mutual, Mr. Diddy. Think you're better. Looking down your nose at everybody. I work too. And at times I need a little help. So I will get some assistance. But I'm always working to take care of mine. The things I do help people to heal hurt and bitter people like you.
And that line of dialogue is taken when she's having a confrontation with a neighbor who thinks that she's a bit better than Nzinga, and that her locked hair and the fact that she burns incense and she misconstrues that as possibly being marijuana and just two people living together but can't get along, but how that could escalate to something really tragic. And those misunderstandings, even among black folk ourselves within our own community, that can build up and possibly lead to potential violence.
Absolutely.
And then her son portrays a young man who's been fed a lot of misinformation about African-American folk who receive social assistance. And even as a child, he has this framing of other young people that he perceives coming from families that are that. And so he's going to give us a glimpse of that monologue from tonight's production.
Well, my name is Uriah. When I was younger, I used to be able to ride my bike and skateboard up and down the alley. Because where I live, back then where I live, was clean. Everyone on the block would keep the little section clean. And before you knew it, the whole thing would be clean. Now it's different. The alley's full of trash, broken glass, garbage bags piled high. It's like everyone is waiting on everyone else to start cleaning up. So while everyone is waiting, nothing gets done. And everything gets worse. My mother said it started when those people from the projects, from the other side of town, moved around here. My mother said those people don't even work for a living. Mm. They just get government checks, and they're lazy, dirty, and nasty.
Now, as you know, unfortunately, we have negative stereotypes about our own people.
Absolutely.
Who may be receiving government assistance. That isn't true. You can't tell that, but a lot of the things perpetuated through media, what we hear politically, demonize and tag individuals who receive government assistance as not being unworthy, unscrupulous, bad human beings, which isn't the case. And we feed those things, unfortunately, to our children. So even though that monologue is very harsh coming from a child in reference to African-American folk or people in general who receive governmental assistance, that opinion has changed once people begin to speak to one another and the characters that have that conflict work it out and realizing there isn't much difference between them and there are other issues within our community that we need to take on instead of fighting with each other.
So I've got a two-part question. The first part of it is to talk to me about why this particular vein of theater is so connected to who you are and why you decided to take it to this particular community.
Well, let me share this with you. I'm born and raised a product of Baltimore City, okay. Raised in Lower Park Heights, product of Baltimore City public schools. And let me tell you that two things saved my life. That is reclaiming African culture and also the arts, aesthetics.
And did you get that through the city schools?
City schools.
Okay.
They had incredible programs that just exposed me to so much.
Okay.
And then, unfortunately, like a lot of families, irregardless of race, my childhood was marred with physical abuse, sexual abuse, individuals in my family dealing with the disease of addiction, alcoholism. And so that made a very unstable childhood. So I began my healing in my late teens, and something that African folk born in America should embrace. We view it as a negative. You were discussing this
earlier about mental health
concerns.
That's right.
Is that embracing therapy and counseling? It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't mean that you're crazy.
It makes you strong.
It makes you strong. Learning how you process your pain. unfortunately, we've been taught and it's been passed down that if you go tell your business to some stranger, and unfortunately, we need more clinicians of color who know how we as people of color, particularly African folk born in America, how we process our world to help us work through it. But I did find some and started my process of healing and forgiving and letting go. So because of that, I realized that art can be used not only to entertain, but to inform, enlighten, and educate. So that has been my mission. And yeah, healthy change.
Yes.
And I added, there's a form of art called social change theater, social change music, social change everything. I added personally the word positive to it because if you want your change, I believe in manifesting exactly what you want. I don't want change. I want positive change. So I added the word positive to that, positive social change, so that all of society can be uplifted.
Right. I want to also check in with Zakiya. Apologies for mispronouncing the name. Zakiya and Uriah, what led you to this project and wanting to participate in a program like this that gives you the opportunity to have a stage to carry out what are some of the real life conflicts that are happening in our communities and to showcase that to the public?
I kind of fell into it. My son was at the camp and he was taking a class, and Mr. Tingale just asked me, and I said, sure, you know. I looked at it, this is me stepping outside of my box.
Okay, okay.
I currently live in the Park Heights community, so I know what it's like for you to do your part and not see everybody else do their part. So my problem with the community is a lot of people aren't informed and they don't know how to change things. And then people sit around, they don't do nothing. When they know if you do your part, you can set an example and people can follow. Mm-hmm. If everybody's waiting, nothing's going to get done.
So is it the sense of helplessness or hopelessness
it's like they're stuck. Most people are generations in the same area, and they're just stuck. Mm. So they're only doing what they've seen. So maybe if you do something different, they're like, oh, they're doing this. Maybe I should try this. So it's more like setting an example.
Okay.
And stepping out on your own.
And clearly, Coley and yourself are saying that one of the best ways to create this positive social change is then to touch our children.
Yes.
And so, Uriah, talk to me. Like, once you heard about this idea, were you immediately on board? Did you have to be talked into it? And what's your thoughts?
Well, I was immediately on board because, I love theaters.
Oh, lovely.
Because we're in I always do plays and stuff, tomorrow, I will be performing The Lion King. I am Scar.
Okay.
No. So, mostly, because I know, because I live in Park Heights with my mom, and I'm in my back room. We had to make sure that I had to turn my lights off in my room because something happened to my window. Like the window got shattered because some kids were playing in the background in my alley.
Mm-hmm.
But, the reason why this monologue came up because I was talking about how I wish my alley was clean because when we moved to Park Heights, my alley was clean. But back then when I lived in, Havenwood Road, my alley used to be clean. I used to ride my skateboard and bike up and down the alley with my friends.
So this is your monologue then?
Yeah.
What you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
And we tried to clean up the alley in front of our house. But then, it just got worse because we were the only ones doing anything. But everyone else just kept on putting trash, glass in the alley, and want to make it worse. So it's like we tried to clean up. Everyone else wouldn't do anything, so it just made it worse. And, then we tried to keep our yard clean. People would just walk past our house and throw trash on the ground.
So does a program like this then give you the opportunity, again, that forum, that public space to share what you're thinking is happening in your community and asking for that positive change?
Yes, I would like a positive change because then it would be much easier for my family because, my dad's a clean freak kind of. So, everything has to stay clean and he'll freak out.
Well, I want to thank my guests, Coley Tengela. I want to also thank Zakiya Goodridge, as well as her son, Uriah Jackson, for joining us and sharing about the program this evening. Again, that's being held at Cahill Recreation Center at 4001 Clifton Avenue in Baltimore, and that's at 6 p.m. this evening. I wish you all luck. I don't think Uriah will need it at all, but thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you.
On our way to our final segment, we're hearing Pennies from Heaven by the great American trombonist Benny Bailey, whose birthday would have been today.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Make sure that your umbrella, hey, is upside down. Whoa! Trade them for bag of gold, sunshine and flowers.